Thank you very much, Noel, for this wonderful introduction. And I would like to begin first by saying thanks to all of you for having invited us to come and participate in this communication, this small interaction that I hope will give you an idea of what we're doing now and what is in store for us in the future. I have also with me my wife, Dr. Peggy Chang, who has been traveling with us. Thank you. And let me just tell you that both Peggy and I are extremely pleased and honored to be visiting your country. This is the first time we visit Australia, and we have been just showered with hospitality and warmth in spite of the cold weather. So we are very proud to be here with you, and we hope to make tonight worth it for you. So what I put together for the presentation tonight is a bit of a potpourri of things, a mixture, because I see a lot of young faces also. And to all of you who are just beginning your careers in Australia, consider what the future may hold for you as young people in space. Space is a tremendous field that is opening up in many disciplines, and our planet would be better off if many young people choose to help us out in this great adventure that we're about to embark on. Anyway, let me begin by giving you just a feel, a sample for how we put a space shuttle mission together. And what we'll do is this is just one flight of many flights that we have put together to assemble this International Space Station, which is about half finished. And it is the most remarkable engineering project ever undertaken by any a group of people. And this is an international effort involving really almost the entire planet. So it is a something that is put together in small pieces. This is one of them. This flight was flown on the Space Shuttle Endeavour a year ago last June. It was a flight in which I had the honor of participating, and our goal was to deliver a couple of things to the space station. One, of course, this contraption that you see here, I will tell you more about it in just a minute, but the other very important payload that we had on board was another crew. Our goal was to take a fresh crew and leave them on board the space station and bring back a tired crew who had been in space for 5-6 months. And believe me, when we got there, they were very happy to see us. And they had their bags packed, and they were right at the door. And it was a real smile that we saw on their faces when they saw us. Anyway, the shuttle is put together. You see the cargo bay of the vehicle. Here in the back, we fly essentially a container full of equipment and food and clothing and supplies for the next 6 months of effort that that crew will undertake. This container is, however simple, it is a very important piece of engineering, and it was provided to us by the Italians. This was built in Italy. It's called the Mini Payload Logistics Module, and it is lifted from the cargo bay of the shuttle by a Canadian-built robotic arm. You can see all the pieces of international involvement. And the astronauts operating the arm from here, from the inside, can pluck this thing out of the cargo bay and essentially connect it to the station so that the busy astronauts just working like basically cargo mules can unload and load all of the pieces that are inside. This component here, called the MBS, which is essentially is an acronym to reflect the function of this piece. This piece essentially fits on top of a small little cart that goes up and down the rail, the spine of the space station. The space station has a very long truss, and that there has a little. There is a little cart that sits on top of that truss, and on top of that cart, this little interface will allow the station robotic arm to be able to travel along with the cart. And this is very important because once you have the arm attached to this piece, then the arm has a tremendous reach all over the station and can then help in the construction of the subsequent module. So that's it's all part of the a sequence that is thought out very carefully. This piece here in front is not attached to the station. It is our means to ingress into the station. The station will connect right here. So this is a tunnel that allows the astronauts to just float right through here. There are some hatches that are open, and immediately you can enter the station. You will see that in just a minute. When the two pieces are attached together, this is what they look like. You see how the shuttle looks compared to the size of the station. Get an idea of the size. Things are still small in comparison. You can see the shuttle is still a very large vehicle. The station, however, no longer looks like this. This happened a year ago last June, and already this station is much bigger than what you see in this diagram. But you get an idea of how the connection is done right there. This piece is the U.S. laboratory, this little piece right here. Then behind it, there is a node, another connection module, which has ports in all directions and all the axes to which you can connect other modules. So it's like assembling a Tinker Toy in space. In the back, you see the Russian modules. This piece here is called the service module, and it's a good place to have the crew come together. We spend a lot of time here. The living quarters are there, and great food they have. There's lots of equipment and a table and a place to just bring the whole crew together. Here, in this section, which is also provided by the Russians, but it was actually paid for by the United States, this is kind of a bridging piece. It is mainly a storage area. And then you can see here the Russian Soyuz capsules, which is what we now use to transport people up and down the station since the shuttle is essentially grounded until we overcome this problem with the Columbia accident. This other module here is very similar to the Soyuz. It's an automatic progress ship, another Russian module, which comes in every so often and also resupplies the whole station. And it helps us also to reboost the station. The station gradually falls. Over months, the very tenuous atmosphere that's out there puts drag on that station, and gradually the station falls. So every few months, we have to go up there and give it a push so that it stays up in orbit. And these ships right here do that. The shuttle is also able to do it. And when we do visit with the shuttle, we take advantage of it to actually reboosted. But now you can see the real thing. This is the MBS as it looked at the Kennedy Space Center before it was loaded onto the spacecraft. You can see very complicated assembly of very many pieces, all of which are very delicate. These boxes right here, essentially the brains of that interface, they handle power, communications, commands. And the whole thing is about the size of a small car, and give you an idea of sizes. This is the cart. over which the MBS is connected. So again, another very large piece. And this cart was being readied to fly on the previous mission just prior to ours, obviously. And you can see how important the sequence is. It's very important that we don't miss a bit here, because every step is dependent on the previous step and so on. Very important, the sequencing of events.